with me now. Walk away.
We are live for another great edition of Board Check. Been a couple weeks. Hey, you know, the holiday just kind of messed us up a little bit. So did us going to a handful more games. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome. Got the Penguins Rangers game going on here where Lundqvist is not having a good night whatsoever. Doesn't look like he's seeing the puck very well. And that's no excuse because the Penguins are that good. In fact, they've already scored on the backup. It's 7-2 right now as this game is coming to a close. Just kind of show you guys where we're at in the evening. Lots of cool stuff coming up. I'm going to tell you some news about Atlanta and Carolina. I'm going to talk a little bit of NHL. The All-Star voting is up. Players are up as far as the rosters. Congratulations to all who made it. The extra player that will be added to each side, that vote starts at noon tomorrow from what the graphic I just saw. It starts at noon tomorrow all the way up through Thursday, maybe. I don't know. All I know is all that's coming up. But welcome in. Of course, like I said, last Saturday, a handful of us here from Board Check were able to go to the Gladiators game. Pretty cool night. Definitely a pretty cool night. And that not only did the Gladiators win, and not only did they win 3-1 over the Norfolk Admirals, but that being my birthday game, it was very, very cool. We happened to be sitting down on the offensive side corner near the Gladiator bench. We got a chance to talk to the Gladiator president there for a minute. That was pretty cool. But Justin McDonald had himself a night. Not only did he score 3 goals, I know you guys have seen some of the videos and photos, especially the ones I've posted, where he celebrated his third goal, the hat trick goal, by skating directly over to where we were all seated, threw his arms out wide as though he was going to hug maybe a purple dinosaur, and actually kissed the glass. It was very, very funny and pretty awesome at the same time. And yes, we have heard you guys. We are currently setting up some things to have a few of some players and such on the show very, very soon. One of which we may have mentioned already on the show. So stay tuned for that. Of course, Bones, otherwise known as Bonner, my goodness, 38 saves, he only allowed the 1 goal, but if you're not watching this guy play live, you are missing out. He is unbelievable out there. And it's going to take that kind of effort to keep Gladiators in this year. But 3-1 on that one. I'm not going to go over all the games, just going over these particular ones because, well, I was at those games. We also went Sunday. Sunday, a little bit different day. Bonner once again in net. He's actually in net right now. I think they're down 2-0 as they open up this January's slate of games in Estero, Florida, playing the Everblades. I believe it is 2-0 Everblades in the third. But this game Sunday, Bly and Olivieri and Ross all with goals there. Ross, it was actually his first of his Gladiators tenure. Bonner with 33 saves. Unfortunately, not quite enough as they fall on that one 4-3. A fun game, though. Very, very fun. Very, very interesting. We sat, we were closer to the tunnel for Norfolk, so didn't get to interact so much with a lot of the Gladiators as we usually would. But, you know, no worries there. We got to see a lot of you guys. It was fun meeting you guys. We were able to talk to a good handful of people with the Gladiators about some things that we had planned. They were giving us some info on things they had planned. We'll see how that goes, because we got some things we're going to do anyway, some theme nights and some other things. I'll tell you about one of those here shortly. But just trust me, there's going to be some really cool things. And we had a blast, especially hanging out with you guys. Yes, for people who were texting in right there, it was a very fun birthday. You guys helped make it great. Just a fantastic overall time. You know, let's start with Atlanta, because Atlanta has done quite a bit here recently, and I want to get you caught up on it. They acquired goalie Michael Bitzer from the Rapid City Rush to complete the Darby Llewellyn trade. We hated to lose Llewellyn, but gaining Michael Bitzer is definitely going to make this team better. Part of the reason why we acquired a goalie is because the team suspended Colton Finney. Oddly enough, we met him Saturday night at the autograph table. That's where we saw a lot of you guys as well. And oddly enough, by Sunday morning, he was suspended. And I'm with you guys. I don't know. I don't think there's something crazy or fishy or nothing like that. And sometimes this is done by teams for various reasons, just to open up roster spots. So, you know, we'll have to see how this all pans out, what this is all going to mean. But let's see. The AHL Bruins loaned defenseman Olivier Galipeau back to the Glads. It's good to have Galley back. The Gladiators also signed forward Joe Wynmar. They traded forward Bo Brouwer to the Worcester Railers as part of the Nick Bly trade. You know, wish the best to Bo Brouwer, because Nick Bly has definitely worked out here. They traded defenseman Sean Campbell to the Reading Royals for cash considerations. Very, very busy last week or so. It's okay, though. I like where this team's going. I like the momentum that they've been able to put together. The more you see them live, the better. If you can't see them live, listen to them live. You know, you got Chris Treft on the call on the Gladiators Radio Network. Does a great job with all that. Let's see, before we get into previewing the games, there was some stuff from tonight. Everblades is 3-1. Everblades at the moment. Nolan Laporte has the goal for the Gladiators. From the other night, Derek Nesbitt had his 400th pro assist and his 300th total point as a Gladiator when he assisted on Don Olivieri's second period goal the other day. Congratulations to him on that. Here we go. Tonight's game marked head coach Jeff Pyle's 600th game behind the bench for the Gladiators. That's fantastic. Hopefully, this team can do some of the things that he did, or back when he was in charge before, including being the runner-up 1 year in the entire league. Upcoming games. Here we go. As we look at our handy-dandy calendar, as those who are watching along on television, the Sharks and Avalanche are going to kick off here shortly. This should be pretty fun. Upcoming games for your Gladiators. Of course, I told you they're playing right now. They're down 3-1 in the third. They play Friday night in Estero against the Everblades as well. 7:30 puck drop on that one. They also finish it up on Saturday by playing at 7 o'clock against the same Florida Everblades. And I believe it'll be a while before we see. Yeah, it'll be the end of the month before we see Florida again. But good luck to the boys on that one. And let's see. Let's talk some Carolina. Carolina's done some stuff here. Pretty active in the last week or so. The Hurricanes have recalled Sakou Menelin. Menelainen. There we go. I'm looking at it. Menelainen, I believe is how you say it. Recalled him from the Charlotte Checkers. They put Phil G. D. Giuseppe on waivers. Now, let me just throw this out there. That does not mean they wanted to get rid of Phil, per se. That means they were potentially trying to get him some more ice time and some more conditioning by possibly sending him to Charlotte. And the unfortunate thing is if you do not have a two-way contract, you have to see if you clear waivers, and he did not. He was actually claimed by the Nashville Predators, so we wish Phil all the best. And I believe the next time those two teams will play, Nashville and Carolina, will be in Nashville March 9th. Nashville fans, give us a heads up on maybe some fun things to do in Nashville. That's something we're considering. Let's see. Justin Williams played in his 1,200th game of his career. Congratulations to him on that. And Hayden Fleury, who has been out with a concussion-like symptoms for a decent amount of time. He has been skating, but has yet to play, to my knowledge. Yeah, I could have missed that from the last one. But Hayden Fleury has been skating. That means slowly he is getting better each day. So good to have him back as well. Congratulations to Sebastian Aho, who was voted to the NHL All-Star Game. Teuvo Teravainen is part of the extra, or the, not extra, but the final player vote that will start at noon tomorrow. So, Hurricane fans, if you want Teuvo Teravainen to be the last guy in, you need to start voting for him starting at noon tomorrow. I think NHL.com will have all the info in place. You can vote there. Upcoming games for the Hurricanes. Tomorrow night, they will be in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. That is a 7 p.m. puck drop. Friday, they will be at home as the Columbus Blue Jackets will be in town. 7:30 puck drop there. And on Sunday, they will be in Ottawa to take on those pesky Senators who were part of a trade earlier. We'll see what that does there. But 1 p.m. puck drop there. And yeah, well, this Borchek will be back on Monday next week. So let's talk a little bit of NHL, and then we'll be on our merry way. This game has actually already started over there. Wow. In fact, they're almost 3 minutes in. I don't know who has the advantage here. Both teams have been playing pretty interesting this year. The Sharks look to be hyper-aggressive as they just put one in the back of the net. Looks like Joe Pavelski, 24th goal of the year. I believe it came from Brett Burns. Of course it did. NHL news. There's a good handful of games in the future that we will be talking about here shortly. But first, I want to tell you that the Winter Classic. This is how cool the Winter Classic was. I was at a family function because that was New Year's Day. As we were eating our greens and peas, as is a custom here in the South for New Year's Day. My grandmother was actually flipping through the television. She said, "Hey, hockey's on," and I was telling her about how they were playing outdoors at Notre Dame Stadium, and it was Boston-Chicago. We actually got to watch a decent amount of the game that everybody got hooked on because they thought it was fantastic. They were playing outside. I thought it was pretty cool as well, especially playing at such a storied place as Notre Dame Stadium. I believe Michigan and Notre Dame are going to play there this coming up weekend, which is got to be a thrill for those guys as well. But Boston won that one over Chicago 4-2. They were pretty dominant for a majority of the game, and were dominant in the most important place, the scoreboard. The games I want to tell you about coming up, there are three outdoor games that the info has been announced for the 2019-2020 season. That would be next year, next season. Calgary and Winnipeg are going to play in the Tim Hortons Heritage Classic on October 26th. That will be at Mosaic Stadium in, I think it's Regina, Saskatchewan. I never get that right, so Saskatchewanians, do not get mad at me for that. But that's going to be the fifth Heritage Classic overall. And I think the first since 2015. The Stars are going to host a game next January 1st at the Cotton Bowl. It will be another outdoor winter. It will be the Winter Classic for next year. I don't know who they're going to host yet. They don't know who they're going to host yet, or they just haven't announced it. But that should be a lot of fun for all my friends down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That would be a fun thing to go to. The 2020 All-Star Game weekend will be at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, January 24th through the 26th of next season. And Colorado is going to host a stadium series at the U.S. Air Force Academy's Falcon Stadium next February 15th. Those are some fun games. Those are some fun locations. If you get a chance and you're nearby, you should go to these things. It's a whole different experience. It's something I have not experienced. I would love to see an outdoor game like that. I think it would be great. Let's see. Oh, update on the Gladiators game that just went final. Perkovic for the Everblades added an empty netter with 10 seconds to go. Your final score, Gladiators 1, Florida Everblades 4. Everblades pick up the victory on that one. And that's going to do it for us. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to this week's Board Check. We will see you guys next Monday. I promise. Thanks to Impact Media and thanks to Blog Talk Radio. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators. Go Hurricanes. Go Watch Hockey.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I